Good afternoon, Senator Tepler, Representative Dudera, and members of the ENR Committee. My name is Andy Hackman, representative of Sirland Haley, representing the Personal Care Products Council before you today. We are in support of LD 317 as currently drafted. As mentioned, this represents a lot of hard work that went on last session with the 130th legislature relative to crafting a bill that we all can get behind, can support, and provides the level of consistency and a level playing field between other states. There are a lot of questions with regard to who is still using these chemicals and what percentage is out there. We don't have a direct percentage, but this will help ensure that the laggards that are unable to be aware of the requirements that are in other states and across the globe are adhering to a level playing field. The Personal Care Products Council represents folks that are leading in this industry in terms of safety. They advocated for the passage of the Modernization of Cosmetics Regulation Act, which gave FDA additional power and authority in order to oversee and ensure that we are getting at addressing safety concerns and new data that comes out as it moves forward. I encourage the committee to stay consistent with the compromise that was reached last year. I know the analysts had did a lot of work in terms of making sure that we had language that matched the other states as much as possible. The amendment that was referenced, I had not had a chance to review, but we are in support of the language as it is printed, as it stands right now. In terms of some of the questions around effective dates and where we stand in terms of implementation. We are ready to work towards implementation of this in 2027. Washington State and California in particular have laws that have just come online in 2025, and the requirements of the federal law just came online in 2023 and 2024. So it really is an evolving world in space in terms of regulation for cosmetic ingredients and cosmetic products, and we would stand behind working forward with this legislation if it stays in its current form. So encourage the committee to explore that during work session, but I can answer any questions on behalf of the Personal Care Products Council.
Thank you, Mr. Hagman. Go ahead, Representative Dudera.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for being here, Mr. Hagman. I have just a quick question. So you said you haven't had a chance to review the amendment, which includes more chemicals. I mean, in my mind, and I don't want to speak for anybody else, but if these are also things that are, you know, being discussed in other states and are also harmful, you know, it seems like it makes sense to broaden it. But do you think before the work session that you could take a quick take a look at this, talk to Ms. Woodbury, and see what, you know, your folks are willing to go along with? Because if we're going to do this, I mean, why don't we include the truly dangerous bad actors?
Yeah, we will certainly review. I know when we went through the legislation last year, there's some discrepancies between different states and lists and the different chemical names that were used. There were some broader classes of chemicals, for example. And one of the discussions we had last year was relative to putting cast numbers in statute. And as I understand it, that's not something that we do typically, is put cast numbers in statute. So there were some questions around some of those classes and having to list out a bunch of different cast numbers. So I committed to reviewing the additional list and reviewing the amendment that Ms. Woodbury suggested. I will say that I'm not authorized today to say that we're able to move forward on that additional list.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Representative Campbell.
Thank you, Senator. Having the results of what we've done in Maine and other states, what are you finding has been the response for the manufacturers, and are they working on this in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think the industry is always looking at the most current science, and FDA, and if you compare it to other product categories, the FDA has broad authority, and the improved authority under the federal reform has caused change in the industry, has brought new things to light and helped the industry continue to move forward. So I can't point to one specific state law and say that caused massive change. You know, certainly California leads when it comes to policy development, and that's why it was really important that this structure for this bill be consistent with California.
Yeah, I guess the question is more, how is the industry responding to this, and are they trying to get ahead of it?
Absolutely. And that's why the industry supported the federal reform that I talked about to get ahead of, you know, any new science, new data that indicates concern around any particular ingredient or chemical. So from the standpoint of commitment from the industry for safe ingredients, safe chemicals, there is that commitment, and there is the continuing to look at the science as it comes to us.
Thank you.
Yes, Representative Angeles.
Thank you for being here. Just out of curiosity, the organization you're representing, like what percentage of the overall market share of personal care products do they hold?
Yeah, I believe it's over 80% of the market. So it's the major players, the name brands that you'd recognize every day in your vanity or your shelf.
I mean, what is there any interplay here between legislation like this and independent manufacturers that don't necessarily join some of these larger trade organizations?
Yeah, and I think that's the level playing field that we're looking for. And there was a question, I think, about online sales and shipping a product from overseas. That's some of the concern is counterfeit products and products that are not made to safety standards. It's part of the reason why, again, the industry supported federal reform and has supported reform in other areas in terms of counterfeit products, is to make sure that we are policing the space and bringing everybody forward. So that's why we're here today and committed to support this effort. And in terms of online sales, I want to say the bill would capture online sales because if a product's offered for sale in the state of Maine, whether that be online or in a retail store, that sale would be covered under the jurisdiction of the law. So I think, I don't know if I got exactly to your question, but if there's something I missed, please let me know.
And I was also just thinking about does your organization also have like smaller scale like because I know there are very large companies that manufacture these things, but I mean, how are there small companies that are also a part of your group?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't speak to the percentage between small and large, but there are small companies that are members. And small brands too will grow. Toms of Maine was a Maine-based company that made cosmetics, grew and became part of a larger company. So sometimes things like that certainly happen too.
Toms.
Yep, Toms of Maine.
Seeing no further questions, thank you very much for your testimony, and hopefully you'll have an answer about the amendment for the work session. And are there other proponents of the bill who would like to testify? Is there anyone online, Marianne? No one online. Seeing none, are there any opponents of the bill in the room?